Episode 6, Echoes of the Force, Whispers of the Flesh. They didn't need guns or rocks. This crew only needed a little dog food, maybe Biff and Werboff, a convenient Institute clone distraction. And sure, maybe the experience in OP Commander Gorvik helped a little bit. Details! After all, the crew was successful in retrieving the old forbidden text for their new partner in war. But it wasn't pretty. The group is a little rough around the edges. Perhaps a little too rough for a veteran like Gorvik. Now off to the little princess.
What's the little princess?
That's the ship. That's the Gorvik ship.
Let's see where we left off. You guys had just retrieved the book. And
it was pornography.
It turned out to be a dirty book from the next Suden.
I was out behind pornography.
Behind the flying Genth. I imagine you guys get the book, sneak out the back, and are heading back along the long road to the little princess.
Who has the book?
Me.
Clyde.
Do I know the author's name?
Yeah, you can read the cover of the book. I don't have a name for the author, so I yield to you.
How about Jedi Master Merrick Twine?
Merrick Twine, all right.
It's a weird thing for a Jedi Master to do.
Maybe that's why it was only being sold in the back of a gas station. Maybe Jedis are not such, maybe not all Jedis are prudes.
Flying Genth was the name of the place you were at.
Maybe this has more to it than, you know, meets the eye.
Was that a pun? I can never tell.
No. Maybe.
Unusual. Strain. Okay. So you guys are walking back, sort of digesting what just happened. You guys are coming down from an adrenaline high. You were attacked by dogs. Then you fed the dogs. Then you escaped into the gas station and behind the beads to the Nexu Den. You guys are on a asteroid. Let's see, I think I have a picture of the asteroid.
So we had
the Flying Genth.
We had to break into a enemy-controlled base for a portal reg? Is that...
I mean, it's erotic fiction. It's a little bit... It might be a little bit more than that. It's got words and such. You know.
I mean, it just...
I think that question was for you, Gorvik.
Yes, Gorvik. we broke all the way in here for a nudie magazine.
What's with this erotic book that I'm not going to give back?
You can keep it. I've got plenty. Well, the whole point of this wasn't really so much for the book. It was more of a test to see where you guys were at as far as your battle readiness and... let's just say
you're really shocking. Impressed.
No. I'm more impressed with that literature you have there than anything that would happen here. So let's just say test failed. Let's head back to the ship here and
this is the worst. This is the worst.
I'll mute mine.
Oi, Commander. Don't forget, you guys had a Australian, maybe New Zealand clone that you did save. Pinned down by the robots.
I may remind you, they did save us from the
the battle droids. So, you know, bit of a surprise, probably not the best, but they did get it done.
That's true. Yeah, we
I suppose you're right. We definitely need some more, practice, more training, but yes, we did
team building exercises.
Yes, I have many motivational posters hung around the ship.
I have many more dirty magazines for you guys to find.
I have many motivational posters.
So Gorbeck, what would you say is maybe the number one thing we can work on?
I think we need to do some combat training for sure. Because where we're going next, we're not going to make it with that performance.
Are you suggesting maybe some laser tag, or what would you suggest?
I don't know about laser tag. I think we should head back to the ship. I have something else in mind here. Little princess.
All right. Oh, you brought the little princess.
Yep.
Okay. Can we easily get back to the out of character? Can we easily get back to the ship, or we do? Because this is just behind the gas station, right?
Yeah. No. You guys were walking back. You snuck out the back. You conveniently found a back door to save us. You from danger. So you guys snuck out the back and around through the alley, past the dumpster, and avoided further combat with things you've already combated.
You know, it's strange. If we had just done some surveying, it seems like we could have found this very secret and easy accessible entrance. Instead, we definitely went through the front door.
Wow.
So I think we can add that to our list of skills to improve upon.
Your perception, perhaps.
Yeah, some might say our perception.
Yeah. I missed the little princess.
Yeah, she's really quite a ship. Quite snug.
I remember not that long ago you dropped us off in the little princess, and then we were pinned behind those rocks being blasted at for a long, long time.
That's a wonderful story.
Maybe we don't need to tell that story.
Aye.
Why, was it tragic?
Yes, except no, you saved us, which was really cool.
And it only cost us one dog, cool. Biff and or Boff.
Well, it wasn't our dog, so...
Also true. Yeah, you're absolutely right. What do we care about them? Fuck them dogs!
I mean, you guys do forget, these dogs did try to kill us.
Only one of us forgot.
Andy, are you back? You look really frozen still.
Nope.
He's just incredibly still.
That's not what I thought you were going to say.
To ward off predators.
You getting it? There you go.
I got it. All right. Well, let's just say that Taz is nice and quiet for just this little while as as you guys you board the little princess.
So right,
everyone on board.
Let's, Clyde, it sounds like you're pretty familiar with these magazines. You know the author?
I'm familiar.
Ew.
What? No. I mean, like, I just know the author. I'm trying to collect all the books.
How many do you have?
Well, books?
As of one. But I've heard about them, and they're exciting.
I wouldn't know this, because I'm a clone. I was going to say, do they have any in the library? Down at the Jedi Temple? I'm but a stupid clone, and I don't know who you are.
I have one from the library. That I have on me. It's
Are they all nudie?
They're not. Listen, there's no pictures in these. I mean, there's, you know, some in the middle, you know, But, you know, there's mostly, it's just mostly this, you know, good old fashioned, you know, wholesome erotica.
And, wholesome.
Wholesome, yeah. The one I have at the library is called,
on the whole.
It's called Jedis and Dolls.
Jedis and Dolls. We're just a bunch of crazy
Jedis and Dolls. So, yeah, I'm trying to find more. And I heard that this author frequented this area. So now you know my big secret, why I wanted to come out here. It's for erotica, apparently.
Supposedly. Allegedly.
Allegedly. But, you know, sexually.
Is this through the book club that you heard about this author?
So when I got plonked on the head, I was actually, you know, there was a whole, the reason I was looking at this section of books was because I was about to return, the librarian is weird. He likes to color code his books. So I was returning one book and, there was a red book there. And, that's where I found the red book that, was blank.
What color? So wait, there's a red book in what color section?
The blue book section.
Wow. Good thing you're not colorblind.
Jedis don't have the Dewey Decimal System. We believe in color coding everything.
Monsters.
Well, that's why we don't like the red color. Just imagine how the Jedi library is just a swath of like rainbow colors.
Red. And yeah. Also blue. But never mixed.
Yeah, never mixed.
No purple section.
Yeah. No. So.
Oh, I see.
But Jedi Merrick Twine is a very very mysterious author that I'm trying to get some of his rare books.
It sounds prolific.
And just so happens that the commander here has very good taste, right? Yeah, yes you do. You're gonna get me more of them, right?
I guess you could say that.
you got any more leads to these books?
They're probably scattered all around the ship. You're welcome to help yourself. Don't give them back.
I'm gonna look through all your stuff.
Yeah, that'd be super.
Well, apparently this author was all over this Dead Meridian place, so he left all these books all over. So yeah, that's why, you know, that would be
okay. My
character's motivation.
Dirty mags, dude.
Dirty magazines, apparently.
Dirty magazines. You're very fixated on these.
They're actually a lot more like, you know, rare and valuable than you might think.
Yeah, yeah, from the articles.
Yeah, I read them for the articles.
For the articles, of course, yes.
Yeah.
All right, let's get the ship underway here.
Let's stop talking about porn, for God's sakes.
Can you drive this thing?
Yep, sure thing.
All right, why don't you take the steering wheel? I can tell you where to go here.
All right.
Taz, go take a nap.
Taz is just staring out the window, glass, face pressed against the glass.
Wasn't he injured last episode anyway? So, you know.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Fairly badly.
He was like coughing up blood and shit.
He was.
I think someone kicked him while he was down, too. So he probably needs
hopefully
a nap.
They kicked his head.
Whoa. I don't think he has very many brain cells to spare. All right. So Kale, you sit behind the cockpit, or not behind the cockpit, in the cockpit, in the captain's chair. How do you feel about piloting?
You know, I'll say, you know, with a lot of piloting, you got your ABCs, little different modifications here with this little princess, but I think we can get it off the ground. And Gorbeck, sounds like you're providing guidance, so we should be good. No problems, right?
And that would be a good time to roll for... to see if there are any problems.
All right.
So there should be piloting.
Space.
This would be space. This would be space. Oh no. All right. Yes, you successfully take off into orbit out of the gravitational grasp of the asteroid. It is a little bit bumpy as you take off and get out of there. And unfortunately, you woke up Taz as you your bumpy takeoff took place.
What the hell?
And he is threatening.
He is fussy.
How you doing there, little buddy?
I'm sore.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
took a real
day.
Beating back there.
I'm so sore. What the hell happened?
You may have also suffered some brain damage.
Where's Biff and Boff?
Well, there's good news and bad news in that.
Can I have the bad news first?
There's not a Biff and Boff.
You may choose one.
I don't like how you stressed and.
Well, that's the good news. There is one.
Oh, God, I hope it's Boff.
I don't know. Did we bring him on the ship? We just kind of walked away talking about magazines.
No, you guys brought Biff and or Boff.
So which one do you want?
I want Boff, bring me my dog. I know it's Biff.
Now, Taz, we already got Brisket, right, on this flight. I mean,
yeah, we're having the talk now.
Yeah, we've been meaning to mention.
you know how much I love animals, but this is starting
strays,
to become.
You know,
this is becoming a menagerie of animals. So
there's two.
Yes, I mean. Squad, I mean, what are we thinking? I mean, we're good with having all of these wild animals?
All?
There's so far, two. Both of your pets have attempted to kill us.
And I'm not sure they're not going to do it again.
Yeah, we know nothing about that.
They won't.
Also, is there animals allowed on this ship? Could be a no pets allowed ship thing.
I mean, we brought the one here with us. In my opinion, Brisket. too many. But, you know, you guys do you. I'm not really concerned about the animals too much. They might come in handy. I mean, the one did kind of save your ass a minute ago, so.
That is a good point. Yeah, that's a good point.
Have you asked Brisket what she or he thinks about Biff and or Boff?
Not yet. I just woke up.
No, that's right. You've been unconscious this entire time.
I got woke up and you had a talk.
Just maybe something to think about. If we happen to run across another dangerous animal that wants to kill us, it may not be an option to bring it along.
Okay. I will take that into thought, but will most likely ignore it.
Oh, there was no talk about it.
You were this close to growing.
You were this close to character development. I'll take that in consideration and ignore it.
I'll consider it probably. While I ignore it.
All right. You guys get into orbit and you start, basically cruising. Gorvek has given sort of, finger pointing type directions to Kale, and you guys are on your way back to Skyhold Base. And with that, I would like to dole out some morality points for your last adventure. How many did I give? Did I give plus five last time to people?
I don't know.
I got plus three.
Plus three. Okay. So then plus three morality for Uli and Taz for helping the clones.
All right.
Okay. And plus 15 XP to all of you, except for Commander Gorvek. He has plenty of experience.
He needs less XP.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. Give me more. Give him back to me. Okay. So I'm going to... I don't think you guys can give yourselves XP. At least I hope not.
I just did.
Again and again and again.
Oh, wait, there. Right.
Can I give some to Kale?
To Biff?
Can you what?
Give some to Biff.
Doesn't make any sense.
The dog?
No, I know. I know. Biff or Boff? No, they cannot get experience. I very much recommend you don't give away your XP.
Oh, no. Give Biff or Boff 15 of their own.
No.
That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
All right. Clyde, did you give yourself XP?
I didn't give myself XP, no.
All right. I'm about to give you XP.
Oh, okay.
You have 35 points.
Really?
Yeah. And I gave Kale his already.
I just added mine.
Uli, did you add yours?
Yes, I just added some.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Self-granted. I don't like that.
Okay. It's self-granted for me.
Oh, yeah, you didn't. I gave it to you.
Yeah.
Okay. That's strange. It might behoove you to take a minute to consider what you would upgrade. I guess, Matt, you don't know anything about it. If you go to your main page, you can buy general skills. There's dollar signs next to things.
Oh, there
base,
it is.
Oh, you know what? I think your sheets are broken. Uli and Clyde, your sheets are broken. Because you have career skills. You have career skills for everything. But you should not.
What did I do?
For some reason. I mean, you didn't do anything wrong. I don't know why it shows. Well, Kales is fine. Clyde. Yeah, you have career skills for everything.
What do you mean career skills, like the brawn and agility stuff?
No. So to upgrade career skills, it costs less XP than it does for any other skill.
Huh.
But you're going to have to... Your career skills come from your career, and for some reason the sheets in Foundry are broken. So if you're going to upgrade general skills, let me know, and I'll let you know how much XP they cost.
I think I'm going to do it next time, if that's all right with you. Or do you need me to do it?
I don't need you to do anything, but it would be advantageous for you to spend some of your XP now.
Okay, so I just went to increase my ranged light, and it said cost 10 XP. Is that accurate?
Okay, so I went range.
Because I went from 1 to 2.
I'm trying to find... You are a sentinel?
Yes.
I think when you try to go from 1 to 2, it costs extra.
Yeah.
I'm not...
Okay. I think that sounds right, but I didn't know it. Like, I'm not sure if that's a career skill then. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you're Sentinel and you want ranged light?
Yeah. To go from 1 to 2.
Nope.
Your career skills are computer, deception, knowledge, skullduggery, and stealth.
Okay. So that's right.
So,
because it's 5 every rank you increase. So to 2 would be 5, right? Through 10. Going from 1 to 2.
Because I think...
Yeah, that's what happened. I went from 1 to 2 on vigilance.
And vigilance for you is a career skill or not?
It is.
Okay, but for Bridget, it is not a career skill. So I think that's an extra 5 XP.
Oh, okay.
I think multiplication, then it's an extra 5. But that's what I'm trying to double check here.
Okay. So then I should have 0 XP. So that should count, right?
I think so. I don't know how much you had to start.
Well, just the 15 you gave me.
Okay. Some of you had some left over, so.
Oh, yeah. No, I use that stuff. I go crazy.
This is all morality. Oh, you know what? Did you spend yours already, Andy?
I went to level of perception, but it went from, it says 1 to 2, but my sheet had 0, and then it went to 1. So, and it says I purchased 2 ranks. And that was all 15 of my experience.
Says 1 to 2. Your sheet says
it says 2 now, but it said before I had 0.
So you just manually put 2 in there?
No, I hit the purchase thing, spent the 15, and it jumped up to 2.
That's correct.
Okay.
I think. All right. So you upgraded perception.
Perception.
Oh, it says 1 to 2, not 0 to 2. Is not what you're 0 saying.
0 to 2, yeah.
Huh. Well, it could. Yeah, all right. Well, so you may have gotten an extra one.
Okay.
That's okay.
I'm still not going to be able to perceive anything.
Yeah, because in order for you to get your perception higher. Oh, no, never mind, because if you take this to 3, then you'll get an extra green die. Yeah. Okay. Matt, does it make sense to you looking at it?
Yeah, I'd spent everything,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But basically, your dice rolls are going to get better from being upgraded.
At the yellows.
Yeah. And, Clyde, you want to sit on yours?
No, I'll upgrade my force powers.
Okay, to upgrade force. Oh, so is that
move? I was going to upgrade.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was going to upgrade the range and then upgrade to the control hurl and then upgrade again to the control pull. Like, that should be 20 right there.
Let me double check that. I think you. I'm pretty sure you got that right.
I'd go.
I just
want to
make sure you don't.
I can't see the bottom of the page. Can you? Where it says control manipulate. I was going to try to get that too, but I can't see how much it costs.
It costs 15.
15. Okay.
I wanted to make sure that you don't need to have extra. You don't have to have a higher force because you have a force level too, or your force rating.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you just buy that with XP.
Do I just click on the box and then that's it?
No, you have to hit the dollar sign.
Dollar sign.
The dollar sign will let you buy it, so it'll take out of your XP then.
Dollar bills.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, that is right.
Sorry, I kept hitting the button a bunch. So I'll purchase that, then control hurl. And then I can't seem to reach the bottom of the page to get the last one.
What is the last one?
Control manipulate. I was talking about that earlier. I can't seem to, even when I pop out the page, it's not like showing me.
Okay, I can see it. I'll hit purchase.
I don't know if that's just something on my end or what, but I'm like popping out and it won't come out. So
okay, so
I had the same thing. I had to zoom out like at my actual like browser.
Oh, really?
And then pop it out. Yeah. I zoomed out my browser and then popped it out, and I was able to see the bottom of mine, too.
Okay.
Is that all my XP gone?
Oh, you have 5 left still.
Okay, cool.
You don't. You can just hang on to that if you want.
Okay.
All right. Trying to think. I think that's all I wanted to do with that. Okay. I guess we'll go back to in character. And as you guys are cruising along, is there anything that you wanted to talk or discuss about, or
I any would other like to heal myself.
Okay.
Somehow.
I guess since this is a military vehicle, you could have access to medical equipment to help you heal?
Then yes, I would like to do that.
Okay. Let's see. So you do have some medicine, so you're going to perform medicine on yourself?
Yes.
Okay. So you would roll. A medicine check can be made to heal someone else's critical injury or wounds with the following difficulty. A character may attempt to heal themselves, but they must add 2 purple die. So let's call it. So it's going to be 3 difficulty.
Okay.
Because it's less than what half, if, right?
What if I give you a hand there and I try to heal you? I'd have a better chance.
Yeah. So if you heal him, what is your medicine? Okay, you have 4 green dice. So if you do it, it's going to be one difficulty.
What do you say there, Taz?
What a nice guy.
Yeah, go for it.
What do you say?
Nice, yeah.
Say please.
So where do I have to go here?
Well, always been nice to general.
The commander.
Yeah.
It's under skills and medicine. The default is 2 purple. You have to take that down to 1.
How do I go down?
You right click the number.
Okay. All right, let's do it.
Five successes.
Oh,
nice.
Good as new. Well, as good as it gets.
Each success heals 1 wound. Each advantage, or what is it called? Oh, so it's just successes. You still have your strain. Okay. So 5, you heal 5.
Okay.
How are you doing now?
I'm all right. That was half of my wounds, so.
How many did you have?
I had 10.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah, he got laid up real bad.
Yeah, that was not fun. That's where I passed out after seeing the adult book.
It looks like you're the only one that had... No, Uli has... Oh, no, you don't. Oh, that's just your strain.
Yeah, I got a little... it's a little stressful, but I'm good. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did, actually.
Okay. I'm going to say that you guys are going to get a good rest in the little princess. So go ahead and heal your strain.
On and face the strain.
Okay. Cool. You guys are starting to see in the distance you're getting closer and closer to Skyhold Base. You're starting to see it in your window. You're coming up on it.
Wait, did we bring the clone troopers?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Oi.
Good eye.
Crikey.
Yeah, yes would have sufficed, damn.
No.
We didn't, but you're right there.
No, yes, I'm here.
Oh,
okay. I'm all Australian or New Zealand. These.
Space Australia.
Space Australia. Yes. It's where we put all our convicts.
Ooh. So much about this universe I didn't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It was quite amazing to get here without any guidance from General Gorvak. I mean,
he helped me.
I was pointing you, but along the way.
Oh, okay. I mean, I didn't really hear you. I just kind of was doing my own thing, was in the zone, but we got here.
Pretty much a straight shot.
Great shot.
Thank God space is so navigable.
I mean, in this ship, it's pretty easy. I got, you know, a monkey can do it. No offense. I mean, a real smart monkey.
Like a Wookiee.
Right. I definitely didn't press this autopilot button right here.
Let's just say this. There's no way I'd let Taz drive.
I think we could all agree on that.
What did I do?
No, he's right.
No, I meant what? Just because you're so hurt and whatnot.
You know. Oh, okay. All right. Yes. Well, I was very considerate.
Yeah.
I appreciate that now.
That's what I was going for. Oh, yeah. Good. I'm glad. All right. Well, we're just about here, I think. If you want to set it down over yonder there, Kale, we'll put her down.
Well, Gorvak, I thought when we stepped on here, you said there was a lot of room for improvement. Are we going to do that before we land, after we land? Just keep trudging along.
He really wants that group training.
It's motivational.
What if we just say there was a montage and that's why our XP got up?
And as you say that, Commander Gorvak puts a hand directly onto the wheel and or yoke. I'm not exactly sure how it works. Maybe it's just a stick, and yanks it immediately to the left, and you skid, metaphorically skid, and change complete directions into a smaller Skyhold base that is immediately adjacent to the Skyhold base. It looks like a makeshift dome. It's, you know, kind of like, oh, what would you say? Like a bunch of frat boys built a building in space. And he puts you down very roughly onto a platform. And you guys land and skid right next to this makeshift building.
We're here.
What? What do you mean, we're here? What the hell is that?
Are you sure you didn't mean to go to the other one?
Yeah, like, this looks like, I don't know. This looks terrible. Where have you put us?
I just told you, it's the Bo Jackson Skyhold Dome. Inside, we will be doing some training.
What kind of training do you have?
What? Who are you? What?
We're Jedi.
We're Jedi.
We did some training.
Uh-huh.
It's called an academy. Have you heard of it?
No, I didn't. Never heard of it. No.
I didn't graduate.
Oh, neither did I.
Really?
Yeah, no, I didn't graduate either.
Oh, shit. Oh, we really showed our asses.
They put me in the library for a reason, to keep me out of the way.
Kale, did you attend the academy?
Nope. Just here for
none
work.
None of us graduated the academy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. We probably do need training. You're right.
We're Jedi Rejects.
Thank you. Jedi Reject. New band name, I call it. Okay. All right, let's move out.
Yeah.
Yeah, the door opens. You see it's like a big barn door. It slides open on the side of this it's like a makeshift pole barn. In the side of the Bo Jackson Skyhold Dome.
It's like, welcome to Shroot Farms.
Oh man, that was. I had a bad feeling about this. It's a big dome.
Yeah, go on.
Get in there.
Go on. Go on. Get in. Get in the Bo Jackson Skyhold dome.
All right, I got Taz walks in tentatively.
How is this thing out here?
Uli follows.
Yeah, I'm going.
Kelly, coming with?
Yeah, I'll come with. I want to see if there's a statue of Bo Jackson.
of course there is.
there is a loud whoosh behind you. The door slams shut, and you are now in the Bo Jackson Skyhold Dome.
I didn't realize that was the actual thing outside of Lockport. I just
Of course, yeah. That gives you a nice picture of what this place looks like in my head.
Yeah, exactly. If it were made out of tarps instead of dome.
And, I'm pretty sure it is made of tarps.
Space tarp.
Space tarps. You guys are starting to walk in, a little bit tentatively. You look up into the top center of the Bo Jackson Skyhold Dome, and whooshing up on a turbo lift is Commander Gorvac. He's sitting at a perch in a sort of observation deck that looks down into the Bo Jackson Skyhold Dome.
Hell yeah!
All right, what are we doing?
Let the games begin.
Yep.
No.
Let's get it on.
What is going on? You just threw us in this room and said, let's get it on.
Are we fighting each other?
I take out my, what do I have? My force pike.
Okay.
And I'm just holding on to it. I'm just looking around.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I'm going to pull up my blaster rifle.
Okay.
That I stole.
I follow suit.
I pull out my book. All
right, so blaster. Okay. We got blaster rifle, pike, and book. Great. Would anyone like to perceive around you?
Yes, I will.
With your new perception.
With my brand new found perception. Two difficulty?
Yeah.
Well, that's not good. I perceive nothing with my brand new perception.
Okay. You were sort of walking around, looking up and down, looking around, trying to find anything, any sort of clue of what's supposed to come next. And as a threat, you trip over some rocks. You guys are looking around. There's just kind of rocks scattered everywhere.
There's so many rocks.
Yeah, they're pretty big. They're about the size of a foot.
Clyde.
Yes?
Do you want another gun? Do you want a gun?
I mean, there's plenty of rocks I can lift.
So
yes,
no,
I'll take a gun.
I'm going to pass Clyde, and this is just me borrowing. You don't get to take this forever. I'm going to hand him my Model C fiber pistol. So I'm not sure how to give that to him. But.
You should. I think you might be just drag and drop if you pull up both your sheets.
Hmm. Okay.
Oh, you can't pull up the other person's sheets.
You can pull off their sheets, too?
Pull up their sheets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Drag and drop it. I'm not getting it.
Okay, I might have to do it then. And the Model C Fiver pistol.
Yeah, that's all the one I bought at the Space Tasties. It's not very good, but you can have it. It's better than a book.
I'll take a gas station gun.
All right, yeah, I unholster it and I just toss it at him.
Thanks. I hide it in my robe somewhere.
Just don't get panini on it.
I think I'm all out.
The gun jams because of panini.
Gun shoots a panini.
Can that would
be pretty cool.
Can I take a look around and perceive?
Yeah.
Someone's got to see something eventually.
Watch out, there's rocks.
Fail. Advantages.
Can I not trip over the rock? Can I?
You don't trip. You don't. You don't. You don't trip over the rocks. But as you're not tripping over the rocks, you also notice the rocks.
Okay. Well,
there are rocks.
Guys, I think there's rocks in here.
I've established that there are rocks.
I've tried to warn you. They're everywhere. They're about the size of a foot.
They're about the size of a foot, yes. A foot cubed.
A chish foot.
Chish foot, human foot, chish similar foot. Size foot.
All right.
I'm just going to keep walking around then.
All right. Kale, any ideas?
Can I roll for vigilance?
Yes, you may, but in service of what?
Commander, just tell us what you want.
I think there might be... my sense is that they are going to... Something's going to come out of these doors over here.
Okay.
I want to get prepared for whatever comes out of the doors.
Okay.
Yeah. What if the rocks are the enemy?
They hurt me again. I tripped over it.
Yes.
Check failed. you're not actually prepared. You don't see shit. You're not prepared for shit. But you do know there are rocks. Commander Gorvik, would you like to give him any advice or guidance?
Are we supposed to fight each other? It's getting to that point.
No, I don't think. I don't think we should fight each other.
Do you want to roll?
Do. I will say.
No. What will you say?
Hey, it was I was just testing you to see what you would do in this situation here. It was very
passed,
good,
right?
There were some good things. It's the teamwork. Uli gave old Clyde over there. Pistol, which was good. Kale tried to, check out a door. It was coming through. Tried to be perceptive. You did fail on a lot of these things, but you did try and work with the team.
So we passed?
That's better than what we've had. Well, it was better.
All I had to do was accept a gun?
It's better than moving rocks.
I can still do that.
Gorvik then pushes a button, and you see slots in above the door that open. They're round slots. They're about a foot cubed.
You're a round slot that's a foot cubed?
Yes.
I don't even know how to picture that.
I guess it would be two dimensions. Like it's a foot square. I'm sorry. You're right.
That's both in and out of character.
Are they like with? The, are they? They're above the door, so they're not like
they're
within,
above the door,
right? Reaching like you can't just like grab onto them. Is what I'm saying.
No,
can I throw a rock into one.
You may try to throw a rock through.
What is that? Athletics.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. You throw a rock through. Through the hole, you wind up and throw. It slides into the slot. The slot closes and a green light goes above it. So there are two more slots.
Hey, I think we're supposed to throw rocks in there, guys.
In the slots?
Yeah. See, I just did it and now it's green. Green means good.
Is true?
That's true even in space.
Okay, I'm going to try and throw a rock in there. I'm going to throw athletics.
Yeah. succeeded. You throw it through the slot. The slot closes. Green light.
I'm going to force move it into a slot.
Oh, yeah. Do it with the force.
Why didn't you think of that?
Because I can only manipulate people.
I can only heal people.
Man, we picked bad force
things with my mind.
What a coincidence.
Okay. So roll white dice. It's going to be one white dice.
Okay.
All right.
Anything else?
Use your little mind powers.
Yes, that's right. No, nothing else, just the white dice.
Just one white dice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. You can spend two white dice on your force sheet. I guess it doesn't really matter because move. User may spend white to move one object of silhouette zero that is within short range up to his maximum range. The default maximum range is short range. Spend white to increase power range by a number of range bands equal to range upgrades purchased. I would say it's within short range. You do have enough force to move this rock where you want.
Fantastic.
Hey, Clyde, do you want to move my rock up there too?
Let's see how well this one goes.
All right.
I haven't moved any rocks in a long time. Last time I hit it. What?
How does it go?
Oh, I am like moving it with my mind. It's kind of slow. And I kind of just like, one, two, three, and the rock is just floating there in the midair. And
okay.
I just like, whoop, and it goes up.
Just up.
Yeah, but it's like a, you know, like in an arc. And it gets in the box.
Oh. It goes into the slot.
Yeah, it goes into the slot. Yeah, I succeeded, right? I mean, yeah.
Green light.
Green light. We got many green lights.
How many green lights are there? How many lights are there? There's four lights.
There was only three.
Oh.
Three.
Three out of three!
But you can still move Kale's rock.
But we don't have a spot to put it into.
I just want to see you do it again.
I'm up. All right. Can I roll again?
Okay.
One more
roll. Roll it again. Because you could have done it up to three times, but you only did it once.
Okay. How do I only do it? Oh, just because of the move and for that turn, you mean?
No. I mean because everyone else threw their rocks.
Oh.
Oh.
Yes, you have one. You can move it.
All right. I'm just getting cocky now. I'm like, well, I'm going to do it again. And I just... You mind? And I just lift it up and throw it. Wow, I'm pretty good at this. Into the slot.
But all the slots are closed.
Oh, well, it went into one of the closed slots then.
And
it just banged off the wall. Oh, God, sorry. I got a little carried away. I didn't realize I had that much power with my ability to move rocks.
That was impressive.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool, Clyde.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Now the slot was already closed, though. There was no point.
Yeah, yeah. It made a pretty good noise, though. It was, I mean, I got it. I mean, if it was open, it would have gone right in.
You're not wrong.
I just want to make sure Gorvak can see that we're more than capable of handling this stuff, right?
We're more than capable of throwing rocks.
We got that.
We give 110%.
Rocked.
We're ready
down.
For our next rock throwing mission.
We rocked it.
I wanted to let him know that my first instinct was to throw a rock.
We're ready.
Yeah, back with the rock. That's all right, though.
All right, let's take a break there. All right. And then, Gorvek, you're up here. Up in the observation deck.
He's so high we can't even see him.
But he can see you. Us. Don't you worry.
He can see you.
He's
That's
watching.
What worries me the most.
Like a pervert.
He goes to... I don't know how you guys would see this, but maybe you sense it. He pushes another button and or lever. And the door slides open. and it's just a very bright light when you first open it. You have an opportunity to do something before something else happens.
I like to run into the light.
Okay. anybody else?
I'm going to maybe not... There's nothing really to take cover around, but I'm definitely going to try to avoid being in the direct center of the doorway. So I'm trying to get to the side. You know what I mean? Like,
let's put some stuff in here for you guys to hide behind if you'd like. Let's say that there are some athletic boxes in here. Just various cubes of athletic size and shape.
Okay, I'm going to take...
Training cubes.
Yes, athletic box.
Yeah, I'd like to take cover behind...
In all gyms.
Behind one of the closest to me athletic teams.
I'm following the green girl.
Okay. All right. And let's see.
We all run for cover.
We all run for cover. Except for Taz. Taz. You guys are double sized. I guess I should probably make these guys double size too. All right. See. You run into what feels like a brick wall. Taz. And you fall backwards onto the ground, and on top of you and apprehending you are three clone troopers. So now two clone troopers have you apprehended, and there's one other clone trooper enters the room, and they're just kind of standing there. Not doing anything yet.
Guys, there's troopers.
Yeah, we just rescued them. We just rescued some of them.
Yeah, but they were behind the door.
Yeah, that's why you don't run into open doors that you can't see through.
I wanted to leave this room. I thought I'd pass the test.
Uli's gonna, peek over. Is the athletic cube big enough that she can, like peek over it, or is it too tall? Either way, she's gonna peek around.
Yeah, you can peek over it. It probably comes up to your shoulder.
Okay, so she's just gonna peek up enough where she can her eyes can get above the thing, and she goes, "Are you guys part of the training?"
Yes.
Okay.
And this is what they look like.
Okay, perfect. I think my pistol can go to stun, but these guys are definitely training clones.
Hey, Tiger.
Yeah.
Can you spread the stormtroopers out a little bit so I can click on my character?
No.
I need to know what to do.
No, because you're just going to move around.
No, I'm not.
All right. You're like looking at your
inventory. They caught me fair and square.
They sure did. And now this has become a rescue mission.
Yes, it has. I'm going to wrestle with one of them to escape.
I'm going to give them an athletic cube, too. Okay. I guess we can roll initiative, then. I'll add everyone to combat.
My athletic cube.
And if you go to the combat tab, it's the swords. You can roll for your initiative.
Triumph.
And it will be vigilance. So one of you upgraded your vigilance. Hopefully that comes in handy.
How much dice?
They beat a triumph.
In the combat encounters tab, it's the sword one. You'll have a dice next to your name.
Sorry.
It's okay. There you go.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Not really.
I mean,
he's almost last.
No, I meant like the placement, though. I mean, it's like good spread.
Okay. God, that note.
This is great music.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Who's first? I guess. Oh, I guess it's a. Oh, I have to. All right. It's one of the clone troopers. All right. The clone trooper is going to wrestle with Taz. So I guess that would be a brawl. Successful. Two successes. Does that get through your soak?
My soak is two.
All right. So, no, it does not.
All right. No, it does not.
Okay. That next will be a friendly slot.
Oh, I definitely want to fight to get away from him.
Okay, so you want to do another brawl?
Yeah.
Wait, are you guys letting... Are you going to let Taz take the first one?
Yeah, no, Taz ran head first into it. I say let him get the first punch in. Well, we're all safe behind our athletics cube.
I don't want you guys to shoot at him and miss and hit me.
Oh, that wouldn't happen. You see what I did with the rock?
Do you see what I did with the rock? And look at the position I'm in.
Sure. You ran out of the door.
Can I give Gorvak a recommendation? Gorvak, you were somewhat mystified by the magic. So the apparent magic that, that Clyde used to move the rocks through the slot, that perfectly designed puzzle. You maybe suggest that they use their magic powers, maybe on something other than rocks.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. yeah, why don't you guys use your little mind games to throw something at these dudes?
All right, I'm gonna
We could still have Taz.
I'm going to use magnitude.
All right, I'm going to have to see what this is.
Harm, obviously.
Harm is a dark side, right? Oh, no, you can use harm.
It's either or.
It does say white or black. All right. Magnitude. Well, you can't use... You need two force... So roll your white die. If you got two white ones to spend, you can use them on magnitude. Okay. You have... That was a really bad roll. I was just going to bounce. All right. Spend white to affect one... To inflict a number of wounds equal to intellect on an engaged living target. The user gains one conflict. Okay. Are you going to use that?
So since I have two things of magnitude...
You can't use magnitude. Because you need to have rolled...
Oh,
magnitude says... Okay. Yeah.
So I just use the harm.
Correct.
Well, good thing my intelligence is one.
Yes, because it couldn't be zero.
I guess I will inflict 1 point of harm.
Okay. But it ignores the wounds.
It ignores
so. Something. I'm sorry, yes. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
And okay, you do one damage to... I selected this one because this is the one that attacked you.
Yes.
Okay. Next turn. Claim the slot. All right. Next one is enemy. The one on the left is going to take a brawl at you.
And me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, do you want to describe narratively how you harm the person using your mind?
Using my mind?
Well, I mean, you use the force.
I think what I do is I just tighten up these straps on the pillows, just a little too tight. So it cuts off a little bit of circulation.
Okay. Two. Yeah, he bangs on you. Does not penetrate your armored work jumpsuit.
Armored work jumpsuit.
Yeah. All right. Friendly slot. I don't know. What is?
I don't got anything.
Don't forget, Kale. I mean, I don't know how you would use it, but you do have sense.
I'm going to use my first power, which is influence.
Okay.
I'm going to try and make these guys. So if I try to make them feel anything like fear or like anxiety, that's a dark side point. So instead, I'm going to make them feel like incredibly friendly, like overly so. Like they're going to forget their hostility. But I totally forgot how to roll for force powers, so I'm not quite sure.
Okay, in the chat, there's a little dice next to where you would type. Like, it's right above, it looks like.
Oh, and then
if you click on that, and then force, okay. Yeah. And no difficulty, it will be one force since you are force level one.
Yeah.
Like everyone else.
No!
No, that is black die. I don't think you can spend black die. Let me see.
Them confused. I can use a black die to make them confused. Thanks.
Okay. A force sensitive character wishes to use one or more black die to provide points for a power must flip one destiny point from light to dark.
Oh. I don't necessarily want to use the dark side, but if that's what we're doing, I will go ahead and flip this. All right. So if I flip it, though, they're not going to be friendly. I can give them a different, different feeling.
So all right. So you flipped. You went the wrong way, though, I think, right?
Ah. Yep. Right? I used one dark or one light.
No, you use a light side.
Yeah.
Therefore giving, more dark side.
Okay.
He then suffers. Oh, if there are no light. Okay. Yeah, that's something different. Okay. So yeah, you can spend a white side, you can use your force power to make them friendly.
Yeah, the idea is like not to hurt them, but to make them overly friendly, almost to the point of like forgetting themselves and where they are. You know, trying to make them less aware of their surroundings.
I think you can only work on one at a time, though, right?
Yeah, probably. I'm pretty low level. So I'm going to do the one that hasn't been attacking Taz. I'm assuming he's doing something else.
Okay. All right. Yeah. You sort of see... You saw him in an attack posture before. He starts kind of looking around and just looks kind of...
I'm aggressively waving over the agility. Hi!
And he waves back to you.
All right, this guy's distracted. Anyone can jump in now.
All right, so that was Uli.
That was me.
And next is a friendly slot.
What's in the area? Basically what I should be asking. What can I throw with my mind?
Rocks. And you can move, but maybe not throw athletic cubes.
Can I pull the pillow off of them? Pull them and
One at a time.
Yeah, and to kind of distract them, get them. Whoever is closest to Taz, I'll just pull the pillow, and so it pulls him.
Okay.
All right. Cool. So one force, right, and then bingo.
Great. It's this one, right?
I'm sorry, I have like three things up. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you start pulling the pillow. He's getting further from Taz and closer to you.
Oh, wait. No, no, no.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that makes it Kale's because you're the last friendly.
Yeah. Can I sense, guess would be like sensing their, I guess, experience or aptitude, select one of, just I guess maybe their, if they are experienced, is that something I could sense?
Yeah. Roll your force die. Okay. So
I guess to be clear, maybe I was targeting the left one. Just will for okay. purposes. Because I think I can only target one person.
Okay. So in order to do that, in order to use that black die on your force power, you would have to flip one of these light side points to a dark side point. Just as a very quick explanation of what the light side and dark side points are, because I don't think we used them before. They're basically like random, like good luck things that happen. So like if you wanted to spend instead of like something like this, a light side point might be like, I don't know. Like
we did it. We did use it once before.
Did we? Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Do you remember the scenario? Just to explain it as an example.
I succeeded in a roll, but Andy, rolled a light side point so that his dome came down and I was trying to hit the Wobble with my stick.
Okay.
And because of that, I got bit by the Wampa.
I tried to heal you.
I thought that was he was doing the force, not spending a
light
side point.
I used force protection.
Yeah, but he used a light side point to do it, I think.
Okay. But anyway,
it's like a huge luck, you know, like,
yeah, like dumb luck, dumb good luck.
Like sometimes Tiger will use it just to fuck us over.
Right.
That's real good messy. Luck for him.
When he's real mad at us.
When God gets mad.
So I'm assuming we're going to spend that point so that you can use the sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you sense. So you climb into their brains a little bit. And they're not quite, you can, let me read the sense.
You can sense make all sense living of the things, sense, that'd be for sure.
To sense the current emotional state of a living target with him whom he is engaged. Okay. You sense they're kind of scared. They don't know why they're here. They know that, they needed to put these pillows on, which is weird because they're already wearing armor, which probably means it's those pillows are not for protecting them from blaster fire. I guess that's the end of your turn, though.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Right. Like normally I'd say in between combat, like, can you like interact or is it kind of just like combat?
Yeah. In fact, during your turn, you can do like an action, which is what you did, the force action, but you can also move or do things like take things out of your pocket, communicate, things like that. You get two maneuvers and one action, I think.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And no one used a maneuver this turn around, but you can.
I get maybe a little bit closer on the other side of the athletic cube.
Okay.
Lining up, right. Maybe at an attack later.
You know, I'd be really good in this fight, Brisket.
Okay. Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah. Funny you mention that, because at that moment, you see something coming out. You suddenly see that bright light dim a little bit behind where you are, Taz. And walking in is Oh, shit. Let's make this bigger. Oh, this is not what I wanted.
It's brisket!
Ah, much bigger.
Oh, I picked the wrong one, that's why.
Brisket, you've grown!
Brisket digivolved.
We're only gone for like an hour. I didn't know wampas grew so fast.
Oop. Be right back.
Why doesn't it change? No, for some reason it's not changing what they look like. Oh, there we go. Why does it do that? Well, anyway. Yeah, you see something that looked like what was brisket. But it now looks like this.
Holy shit, brisket!
Wait.
Yeah, he comes. So he comes charging in. You recognize it as brisket, but it looks like he's super aggressive where he wasn't before. He's wearing this sort of harness that looks that's new that he wasn't wearing before, and he is super aggressive. He comes in and he is roaring. At you.
Oh no.
Taz, you want to take care of that?
A little busy, tied up over here. But after that, yes.
He's your responsibility.
I will fix it. I'll try anyway.
Okay, I'm going to the next round. Everyone, you start seeing that. The clone troopers are a little bit panicked.
Yeah, I bet I am too.
The werewolf? The werewampa?
Yeah. And claiming the first initiative spot is Brisket. Brisket, let's see. Let's have him roll.
Let's have him attack Taz for once.
I have established Brisket as a female.
Okay. Let's have her roll.
Did you use silver gender?
Yeah, I did.
Oh no! Oh. There's so Brisket. Many.
Yeah. Yeah. Check succeeded. Brisket takes a huge swipe at the first thing that she sees. It is this clone trooper here, and knocks it clear across the room.
Good thing we didn't loosen those pillows.
Yeah, he should be safe. Thankfully.
By the force, he just threw him across the room.
Jesus Christ, Brisket! Bad Wampa!
Yeah, it looks like those modifications to your little brisket animal are working out pretty well.
Modifications? Did you drug him? Is this steroids?
Yeah.
After
like
the
that?
Steroids.
Sure. Did you get water after midnight?
We are in the Bo Jackson Sky Dome.
So while we've been here throwing rocks, Brisket's been getting the real treatment.
While you guys were in here throwing rocks, Brisket was being genetically modified, you could say.
I don't like that at all.
Well, that's what you get for leaving your animal alone. We told you you had to keep an eye on him. She was your responsibility.
I thought you agreed with me on the way here that these animals could help us.
Yeah, I just not in this way. We're enemies now.
Oh. What are you talking about? This thing's sweet.
Sweet is
storm.
Yeah, now it's kind of.
Yeah, good thing you gave it a pillow. Why didn't you genetically modify one of those? It's a clone, for damn sake.
I mean, you know,
We found this wampa in the vents.
Oh. It's actually more meant for you. I was worried about you getting hurt.
So where's my pillow? Anyway, can I stab that thing you described that she has on?
Yeah, go ahead and roll. But instead of two purple, make it one red, one purple. And yeah, so you're going to use your pike.
Yeah. All right, it's even. That's not... Oh, got it.
Montage.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you do some damage to the pack on its back.
Yes, I think it's just the pack. I don't think it's actually inside of it. I think it's this pack.
They are genetic modifications, but yes, it may be the pack.
Yeah, what's the big idea, Taz?
Set your guns to stun. Don't shoot it.
The clone, so I guess it's an enemy slot here. The next enemy slot. They use their two maneuvers and their extra action to run further away.
The escape card.
Yes. Which is something you owe. Oh, I guess
you always like one of them. Trooper.
Yeah, that's always something you can do.
What?
Run away. Running away is always something you can do.
God,
all right.
I never even thought about it.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm trying to remind you. There's a lot of lessons in this training montage.
No, the last time
the
I tried to run away.
First one is give up and run.
I tried to run away and I got tackled by two clone troopers.
You ran to the opening door.
You need, I guess,
like a
dog, maybe the first
like
lesson.
A dog expecting its master to get home. You ran to the door like, I'm going to get out of here.
I wanted Biff or Boff.
All right. Friendly slot. Who wants it?
Bridget, we can't hear you.
Yeah, we lost you.
You're muted.
Oh, it is buzzing. But no, we cannot hear you. When you muted it, it stopped. That's what that buzzing was. It was you.
Oh, she's gone.
She's pissed.
Ooh,
I guess
it'll
have to.
Ooh,
I can take Ooh, it. Ooh,
he's
I
taking
can...
that. All right, Kale.
Okay. I maneuver back behind the athletic cube. Okay. And I kind of make a motion over to Uli and Clyde because it's so loud from the roars from Brisket. And I'm kind of just like.
Yes. I'm hiding. I'm not coming out. Believe me.
Like, I'm
so
like, be quiet.
So I can't see it.
Yes. Well, no, Kale, or I mean, Taz can't see it, but Clyde and Uli, you should be able to see him making motions at you.
I think he's saying he's going to die. You're still, I can't hear you, Bridget.
Actually, kind of works in this scenario because I really can't hear her.
Yeah.
She's taking a nap.
She passed out. She fainted.
Weird time to take a nap.
She fainted. It's a lot of pressure going on.
So you can make those
motions to them.
Yeah. But then I kind of maybe peek behind, peek out from behind the athletic cube and try to take a shot at Brisket. Behind the athletic cube and try to take a shot at Brisket. I hit myself.
Me too.
All right.
Oh, Bridget. She went on mute. Okay.
I do a ranged heavy.
Okay. It won't be heavy. Well, is that your gun is a...
Yeah, it's a heavy.
Okay. Do you have it on stun?
No.
Okay, you're shooting to kill.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And a triumph. How would you like to spend your triumph?
I maybe knock off one of the many one of the, I guess, the belt.
Okay.
Shoot off the belt, I guess.
All right. So yeah, you were able when you shot at it, you were shooting to kill, but by a triumphant accident, you're hitting the modification equipment, which takes further damage. All right. I think we have another friendly slot. Did we get Uli back?
I don't know. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, unfortunately, we can. I mean, fortunately.
Hey, wow. Rough. I'm gonna shoot Brisket.
Do you have stun on?
Yes.
All right.
I was about to say, this is gonna be a Taz villain origin story.
you're gonna have to shoot. You have to shoot Brisket and Taz.
Just regular difficulty.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Wait. You roll? Did you roll the knife?
Oh shit! Sorry, that's the wrong one. That's the blade breaker. Let me try that again. I do not want to get close enough to stab the Wampa. Let's try that.
But did you give the extra gun to Clyde?
I had two.
Oh, okay, sorry.
The blade breaker is actually just a shitty gun. Yeah, I gave him the shitty gun. Oh, and I missed. All right. Well,
you should have stabbed it.
Should have stabbed it. I'm not getting close enough to the Wampa to stab it.
I am.
Clyde.
Do they have a stun setting on the knife?
So that,
I don't think so.
Well, there you go.
So that mechanism that's on it, is that what we're all trying to shoot at?
Yes. Well, that's what, so far.
Can I force pull it?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna force pull that thing.
Wait, you have force pull.
Yeah.
It's part is that of something move. That you just upgraded to?
Indeed.
All right.
Does that good.
Control pull.
All control right. pull. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
All right. Well, you do have one light side. Oh, actually, I was supposed to spend a dark side point when I brought Brisket out. So you have two light side points.
All right. So I just use the one light side point to move or to pull?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, pull.
All right. So you pull his belt off. His Wampa pants fall down. And he's wearing hard boxers. All right. Yeah. You pull it off. I'm going to consider that like further damage on it.
It's really embarrassed.
Just embarrassed. Yeah. You know, that's it. You know.
Yeah. You're scaring Brisket. So he's showing a little bit of weakness. She is showing a little bit of weakness. And is, you know, slowing down a little bit, but it is still charged up. Sharked up, you might say.
Oh, she's so sharked up.
Now I'm going to take this guy here. And he's going to run here in the middle of the athletic cubes and right by Clyde. But it is only moving. Not attack. I'm sorry, Kale. I don't know why. We've got three Ks, and I get them all confused. And this is one of those wonderful sleeping clone troopers. And by sleeping, I mean incapacitated. All right, Brisket moves again. Brisket is going to take he's going to attempt a brawl move. On, well, I guess it would be maybe athletics. He goes down to grab Taz. So I'm going to call that athletics instead.
Brisket? No. No. You do that outside.
He's going to eat okay. you.
He does not pick you up, but he does. Well, you were you already on your back? I forgot what the last thing you did was. Oh, you hit him with the pipe.
Yeah.
Okay, so he knocks you down. She knocks you down.
Oh.
So it's going to be a setback on your next roll. Friendly slot. Well, actually, and she moved. I guess that would be two, and she would take a strain to jump up on top of this athletic box.
Oh no! Now she's taller.
Now she's taller and angrier.
Oh my! All right, who wants to take it?
Friendly slot.
I can take Ooh, it. You if have you any ideas? To.
I'll try shooting brisket again with a big stun on.
Okay, and you get a bonus because she's easier to get to since she's standing on a box.
Is that one boost?
Yep, boost.
Need boost.
Need boost. Nice. All right. So you hit it with the stun. It's starting to be a little bit phased. It's still up, a little bit less angry, a little bit more groggy, but is still on its feet. Her feet. Okay. Oh, enemy slot. I guess brisket already went. I guess I'm just gonna have these. I'm just gonna keep moving these clone troopers closer to you. They're not attacking you, but they're just hiding behind the box.
This is our hiding spot.
Friendly spot or friendly slot.
I'm gonna flash stick the Wampa.
Okay.
Right in its friggin' snaz.
Succeeded.
Oh.
You hit the flash stick, and now everyone is blinded.
Everyone?
Yes.
Not me. I'm behind the box on the ground.
You are knocked over. Yeah.
So I don't get. Do I get blinded?
Yeah, you're all blinded.
Oops.
I think that's how it works.
Yeah, well, it's a flash stick.
Well, yeah, but I thought since there's a box in the way, I wouldn't get the light. You know, shadows.
Nope. This is one of those special flash sticks.
Oh, it's special. A drow flash stick.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah! Hi, you gotta warn people when you're gonna do that.
I'm sorry, I didn't think that's how it worked.
Is Clyde, but more importantly, is Clyde even blinded?
Clyde, were your eyes open when you set off the flash stick?
I always keep my eyes closed when I do anything.
Okay, so no.
I just shoot blindly.
It's a very scary world up there. I gotta close off. All right.
Your eyes are closed the entire time.
All right. Next slot, friendly.
Well, then I'd like to jump up on the box and hunt to Brisket's back.
How might you do? Well, I guess it would be a setback because you're blinded.
Yeah, so if I do athletics to get on this athletics cube.
Okay.
And a setback?
Yes.
Oh, boy. All right.
Okay. Yeah, you kind of feel around. Well, I guess you can tell it.
Yeah, I feel around. I get up and I feel the box. And then I just keep feeling, but then I feel something fuzzy. And I was like, all right, that's where Brisket's at. So I jump up on the box and then onto her
back. Sure she wouldn't mind that at all.
She's blinded.
Okay, so you jump onto Brisket.
Yes.
Okay. Great. Excellent.
And I get an action, right?
That was your action.
Oh, I thought those were maneuvers.
Anything you have to roll for is an action.
Okay. Hold on. I'm on the back.
Okay. Friendly slot. Yeah. Gale, you're the last one.
I holster my gun, seeing that Taz has now put himself in the line of fire, and I am blind as a bat. I guess I can't maybe see that, but I guess can I roll a sense to understand where I'm at in all of this?
Yeah. Oh boy. Okay. Do you want to spend the dark side or the light side point?
What happens if I don't?
Nothing. You just don't. Okay. You won't succeed your roll.
Okay. I mean, yeah. Let's not do that.
Okay.
I'm just kind of aimlessly kind of staggering around saying, Clyde, okay. Dude, gotta watch out there, bud.
What?
Yeah, for some reason, Clyde is deaf. Everyone is blind, but Clyde is deaf.
It's Wampa screaming all over.
It's true.
Stormtroopers with pillows being thrown.
Okay. The... Well, I guess... Yeah, these two clone troopers are just going to hide because now they are blind on top of being very scared. So that takes us to top of the next one, which is Brisket. Brisket, now blind and covered in Taz, is going to just thrash wildly. So it's not really attacking as much as just trying to get this weird feeling off of its back. So, I rolled for Taz. I'm looking at the wrong one. All right, so let's delete that.
Montage.
Fucking montage. Succeeded. Okay, that would throw Taz off of him.
Oh, I don't get to, like... Hold on.
You can take. How many? All right, I've got three advantages. So roll. This is just random off the top of my head. Roll. What do you think that would be? Athletics?
Yeah.
Roll athletics against three difficulty because of the advantages.
Oh, it was almost a triumph.
Okay, succeeded. You're still on.
Yeah.
Okay. Now it's friendly here.
You guys mind if I take it?
I think you have the right. It's your Wampa.
Get your animal under control.
Your backpack and the Wampa.
I just like to try to find like all the components to this backpack thing that she's wearing to try to just tear it off.
Okay, you're going to need to roll for that. I don't know what yet. Make me an offer. I will let you find it and disable it in the same roll.
All right. I'm going to try to perceive it.
Okay. So let's do, I think, just do an average. So just the two people.
All right.
Okay. You successfully find it. You tear off the genetic modifications. You can see it just sort of lose energy. It sort of comes back to Earth and slows down and is much more manageable.
Then I pull out some food from my pocket and shove it in her mouth.
I guess that would be a maneuver. All right. So you give him some dog. You give her some dog food.
Space dog food.
Space dog food. Clones still hiding. Friendly slot. Does anybody want to help him help Taz apprehend?
Help him feed his dog?
Brisket.
Use the stun setting.
I'm gonna claim that spot. Everyone's okay with that. I'm gonna use my influence power again, and I'm gonna strain myself because, god damn it, do my eyes hurt, and I'm a little pissed. So I'm gonna strain myself, and I'm gonna try to convince pacify Brisket, like not just Palmer, but like completely, almost like knock her out.
This is from your influence.
This is my influence. So pacify, I guess. It's more just give her a sense of pacify. Let me roll.
Okay. But,
and I'm gonna take. If I take one strain, that increases boost. Right.
Okay. Sure.
One force, one boost. Take that.
Well, that's not gonna help.
Nope. Well,
that boost doesn't do anything. So no, that's not really how the dice would work for the force, so I probably should have said that beforehand. If you use the dark side, you guys have conflict coming to you for doing that. I don't really know how conflict works.
If I just use instead of trying to be nice, can I just use the dark side point and try to do something like fear? Do I still have to take a dark side point, or do I just get the negative impact of using the dark side?
So you can use the light side point, but for what?
So with influence, I'm just taking a look at it. You can use either a dark or a light side roll. Like if I get a dark side point, like roll. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Like I don't think that takes away.
Yeah,
dark
so
side.
you can do that. You can do that and.
Like I understand that'll be more of an effect just on me not taking away the dark side points.
Yeah,
from
you would take a strain for that, I think.
Okay.
And you still
I'll go ahead and take the strain.
I gotta clear this up. Okay. Yeah.
I'll take the strain. Instead of trying to pacify her, I'm going to just like try to make her as fearful and as like scared as possible. Maybe make her more aware of the surroundings that like you're also in a place where people screaming and yelling, and it's not a gentle pacification, it's more pacifying out of fear.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
That happens.
You're tired of these fucking wampas on these fucking athletic cubes.
Yeah.
Alright, cool.
Okay. Okay. We do have a friendly slot. Oh, you could not have gone twice.
What? No, I didn't.
I know. I think I did it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Does anybody else?
I mean, I can't go twice.
No, you can't go twice.
Gail?
I think it's Gail or Clyde.
Yeah, I guess
you could do some wrangling of some type.
Yeah, I was gonna say doing some type of wrangling. So I guess would that be closer like melee as like an attack, or would be more of a xenology?
I think you do xenology. It's just if you do a xenology, whatever your action is on behalf of you having. Knowledge of, so I guess it would be how to approach them and calm them down and things like that once it's in this more pacified and more natural state.
Okay.
Kind of like Chris in Jurassic Park, where he does
Jurassic World
calm. Yeah.
Yes.
So stop.
I walk up to Brisket and I, so start singing a little lullaby. A song of
sun's getting real low.
Can I roll now?
Or? Yeah. Yeah.
I'm holding on to her neck. I go, she likes country music.
How do you know that? That?
I've spent time with her. She likes jizz. Is that better, guys?
Thanks. Yeah. All right. You succeed. It loves your lullaby.
I sing a sweet lullaby. It's not perfectly on pitch, but clearly Brisket starts to calm down and is not nearly as aggressive and thrashing about when Taz was on her back.
Pretty good, right, man. Your zookeeper's skills are coming into play real hard.
And you have a beautiful singing voice.
Turns out all you need to do is sing at them, not wrestle them, Taz. In fact, is it my turn now?
In fact, yeah. you can be. Did.
All right, I'm going to come out and I'm going to start singing.
Okay. What would that roll be?
Xenology?
Yeah, roll Xenology.
Yeah, I'm just trying to mimic whatever Kale's saying.
Check failed with three advantages.
She gets angry again.
No, that does not happen.
My advantages is that everyone else except for the Wampa thinks my voice is just wow. Like wow.
And by everyone
it just
else,
turns
mean,
out it just turns out my song is not my voice is not for Wampas. I am not
just
a Wampa
the clone
singer.
Troopers.
And yeah, only clone troopers and you know
who have all fallen asleep.
And friends and family. Thank God they have pillows attached to them, am I right?
Yes. They just found the pillows built in.
This music sounds like the Prince song in Batman, you know, when there's like smashing the art gallery.
Kiss by a rose on the mouth. Baby.
That's Seal. Baby. Yeah, that's Batman Forever. Seal. And we're not going to talk because that guy died today.
Seal?
Seal died?
Yeah,
Val Kilmer died today?
Yeah, Batman Forever died today.
I'll be your Huckleberry.
Yeah.